As I'm sure many of you are aware, last week there was a group that organized a pride parade down in West Liberty. And I know that that created quite a stir within our county here in Logan County and a lot of discussion amongst people. And probably more than anything, a lot of confusion. And for Catholics, I know a lot of Catholics probably know part of the church's teaching on the issue. But my guess is very few Catholics really understand the reasoning behind the church's teaching or would be able to explain that to others. And at the same time, I know that many people probably have friends or relatives that experience SSA, and I think they want to be loving and compassionate towards these individuals, but sometimes they aren't sure how to reconcile their faith with the situation that they're dealing with or whether that can be reconciled. I think there's really no way to address all the complexities of this issue in one homily, but I just want to focus on one kind of fundamental point as we look at this issue. And that is, as Catholics, we never label people or define people or reduce the totality of a human person down to their orientation, as if somebody's orientation defines who they are. You know, are we an orientation or are we human beings? You know, to define someone simply by their orientation, you know, reduces the fullness of the human person to just one thing. And that's damaging. You know, human beings, you know, they have families. You know, these people are brothers and sisters. They're sons and daughters. They have friends. They have hobbies. They have interests. They have virtues in their lives. You know, so there's a wide variety of things that comprise a human person. And to reduce a human person to one thing like that is damaging. And if people define them that way, or if people define themselves that way, what it does is it traps the individual thinking that's all they are, is an orientation. And if that's how they define themselves, then the only way they think to find fulfillment is by living out that orientation and by acting out on it. And they end up becoming a slave to a physical desire within their bodies. And they think that that's their identity. But human beings are so much richer and so much greater than that. To define someone that way and for someone to become a slave to one desire is not going to lead them to fulfillment or happiness. It's not going to allow them to flourish as a human person. You know, human beings are different than animals. Animals are governed by their instinct and by their desires, but human beings are not. You know, we are greater than that. And it's a very terrible thing to reduce a person to a single label. And we do that in different ways. You know, sometimes we do that to ourselves in different ways. A lot of people will, when they look at themselves, they'll label themselves physically by their appearance. You know, people will say, well, I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I don't look like this ideal image of a person, and therefore I don't have value. Or there's this unrealistic expectation that people try and live up to. You know, sometimes people define themselves by an addiction. They'll say, well, I'm an alcoholic. Or people will define themselves as a failure. I failed at certain things, so that's who I am. I'm a failure. Or people will define themselves as being useless or worthless or stupid or an outcast. You know, people will place these labels upon themselves. And I don't care what the label is. We need to stop doing that. That's not who we are as human beings. And we need to stop labeling ourselves and stop labeling each other. And so how should we define ourselves? In order to define ourselves properly, we have to look at our origin. Where do we come from? And the reality is that each one of us is created and willed to exist from all eternity by our Heavenly Father. We are not accidents. We're not here by chance. Our Heavenly Father from all eternity knew us, and He formed us in our mother's womb. Every detail of our body, every detail of our soul, right down to the number of hairs on our head, our Lord did that intentionally and lovingly. And so if we want to understand our true identity, who we are as human beings, we need to look to our Creator and how we were created. And when we were baptized, And on the day of our baptism, our Lord, after creating us and bringing us into existence, he delighted in us, he loved us, and he desired to bring us, to adopt us into his family. So we can imagine the words of our Heavenly Father when we were first baptized. And our Lord said, "Behold, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And I welcome you into my family." And he desires not only to give us the gift of life, and not only to bring us into his family, but also he desires to bring us eternally into eternal life with him. That is our identity. That is who we should be defining ourselves as. Pope John Paul II said once, "We are not the sum of our weaknesses and failures. We are the sum of the Father's love for us." And if we define ourselves that way, you know, by defining ourselves in terms of our relationship with our Heavenly Father, it doesn't reduce the human person to just one element. What it does is it allows us to flourish because it embraces every aspect of who we are. You know, our Heavenly Father, he created every aspect of us, every aspect of our personality, and he has a plan for us in this life, a vocation and a calling for each one of us. And so to define ourselves in that way, it embraces the totality of the human person, and it allows us to flourish, knowing that we were created in an act of love, we are accepted in love, and we are destined for love. That is the greatness of the human person. It's not that we live by some desire within us or reduce ourselves to a certain label, but that we are loved by our Heavenly Father, and that is our destiny. And so that is how we define ourselves. And so as Catholics, how do we treat people who experience SSA? Well, the reality is we treat them the way we treat everybody else. There's a lot of people in this world that are broken, a lot of people in pain and suffering, and a lot of people who need healing. And so what we do as a church is we don't label people. We embrace the totality of the human person, and we extend to all people friendship. And when people come to a church, they should find friendships. There should be friendships within the body of Christ. We offer people chaste friendships that are healing, because friendship has the power to wound the heals, heal the wounds within the human person. And we also offer them a home within the church, that by following the teachings of the church and by access to the sacraments and by the liturgy that we offer, we extend to people the possibility of entering into a deep and a profound relationship with God himself. And so in that relationship, people will find what truly satisfies the deepest longings of the human soul. And so that's what we offer. That's the reason why Jesus Christ instituted the church, was to offer to all people the path to the heaven, to our Heavenly Father. And so our culture has bought into a lie. You know, they celebrate with parades the labeling of individuals in a way that actually undermines the dignity of the human person and reduces people. And a lot of people have bought into that. And they buy into it through, I think, a false compassion. They want to be compassionate to people, but they buy into a lie that ultimately undermines the human person. The truth is beautiful, and the truth sets us free when we recognize the truth of the one who created us and what we were created for. In our gospel today, Jesus Christ calls us to be his disciples. He talks about the cost of discipleship. And it's when we lay down everything to follow Jesus Christ that we find everything. We find the greatest relationship that ultimately satisfies the deepest desire of every human soul, which is union with God. And so we pray that people might see through the lies of the culture and may not reduce themselves to certain labels, but might see the totality of the human person. And in finding a true and authentic relationship with God, they might have life and have it to the full.